Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Myself, Jake R. Storielli, Davis Mendelson, and it's the Talking Yanks pregame show brought to you by SeatGeek. Make sure you download the SeatGeek app. Use code pregame. You'll get $20 off. $20 off your first usage with SeatGeek. The app's so easy to use. I hope some people are using it tonight. I hope some people are going to a big game between the sport's biggest rivals and hopefully sets our Yankees on the right path. And BBD, a couple, well, I don't know if surprises in the lineup is the right way to phrase it, but not what I think a lot of people would write down as the Yankees playoff lineup going into tomorrow, as Andrew Benintendi gets the leadoff spot, followed by Judge, followed by Donaldson, Rizzo, Torres, Andujar, IKF, the Homer King, Higashioka, and Tim LoCastro in center field with Jameson Taillon on the bump. BBD, you made an audible noise. Why don't you tell me about that emotion?
Love me some T-Lo. Also, I'm always surprised every time I see him in a lineup because I always sort of forget he's on the team until he's inserted late in a game. It's like, oh, yeah, we got that guy.
Yeah. No, and Tilo's a Yankee. He's one of my what to watch for today. No DJ. Mm-hmm. That's just – am I missing anything there?
And he's one for his last 19, I believe is the number I saw.
Okay.
That said, he has good numbers against Waka, who is starting for the Red Sox, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So I think people are a little hot on that. They thought Waka could have sparked him, but at the same time, he's won for his last 19. At some point, he's got to get a day.
Rest versus rust. Okay. And then, yeah, I mean, LoCastro over Hicks isn't really anything crazy.
It's not a problem.
No, I think we support whenever T-Lo gets a little bit of run. Have some fun out there, track down a couple balls. Beavs, you got anything you're watching for in particular tonight?
If he hadn't gotten the bunt down at the end of the game, I might have said, IKF, how's he going to respond to the day after homer? But he already did like a cool sack bunt thing, so
right.
We're all square. He hasn't changed the mindset. Always kind of watching Andujar whenever he gets to play. He weirdly, has he not been in either of the two lineups in this series before this? Which, you know, we noted when we thought about him coming up that when he's been up, he's played, and he kind of hasn't this series.
Noodle's hot on the whole thing. I've been a Papadou guy for a while, and this is why, because, you know, you mess around with the Yankees lineup a little bit, or there's a couple injuries, and there's Andujar hitting sixth.
Looks like sixth.
Never been
Rizzo's
a numbers
four,
guy.
Not three this game, which is also something different.
Right. So, yeah, following Papadou, man, you know what? Because normally we don't talk about these guys because you don't really need to talk about these guys. But the corners, Benny and Judge, 1-2 in the lineup, left field, right field today. You know, have all-around days. Make the plays in the outfield. That Benny catch, love that for him. And you know what? Like, let's get it going early and often. Like, whenever I want to finish today, and it's Benny and Judge, you know, they combined to go – 3 for 7 with 2 walks and 4 runs. So I
that works
set
for me.
The tone. Yeah. Set the tone. Mm.
Rizzo has faced Waka a lot. Just looking at some head-to-head matchups. 21 for 47. He's crushed him.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 homers, okay. 2 doubles. But Tilo's numbers against him are even better. 2 for 2 with a double. It's a 2.5 OPS. So
the Waka killer. The Waka killer, Tim LoCastro. I was looking at the pitching path to victory because I am coming from my phone, so I was trying to figure it out the best I can. Jameson Taillon, who's been a little up and down lately. The lately looks decent if you butter knife it the right way. Another big one in Fenway. His last start there got ruined by a little monster ball. Let's see how he looks tonight. Would really be a potential stepping stone if he really drops one tonight. Because in the bullpen behind him, Clay Holmes did not pitch yesterday. He, in theory, is your ninth inning guy. Chapman, Efros, and Trevino should be out. And those have kind of been your get out of trouble guys recently, which that's funny to say, which makes me think it's Clay, it's Wandy before him, and then you're probably going to need an inning or two out of a Johnny Loaiza or Albert Abreu or something like that, which, I mean, you know, that's kind of the hold on to your butts. If the game does go that way. What a time to announce yourself back on the team, Jonathan Loaiza. Let's make it tonight.
And I'm talking about bullpen usage, Red Sox. They've got right, left, all the way down. So they're, if Peralta's in, he will face a lefty unless there's subs. But he also will face a righty.
Okay. So, yeah, let's maybe if we can get one of those 1.1s out of Wandy, and that's connected to an inning from Loaiza, 5.2 from Taillon, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
And Clay's his own thing that I'm sure we'll get into on the real show later.
Yeah, that will be after the game tonight. You guys know we go live at the end of the series. Boy, are there topics. Inside Yanks, talking Yanks, all of it. So, and man, I don't know. I feel like, BBD, maybe correct me if I'm wrong. The Yankees, ever since they've went, they entered such a good place. I don't know. Does this feel like the first end of series game that's really mattered in a while? Am I forgetting other games?
I guess there's times when, like, in hindsight, we've been like I guess the Mariners one we just had was sort of one of those. But this one, it has felt all day I've been anticipating, like, the show can wildly vary between a win or a loss. I've been, like, thinking about it. And that's the first time I felt that in a very long time.
Yeah, and I think it's a little bit of the there's just enough gasoline around the fire tonight. I mean, K-Rod broadcast, like Rod and Jeter in studio, there's something there. You know, the Red Sox kind of inching and inching towards a full-blown death. The Yankees would be a fantastic time to turn it right back on, win a series on the national stage. IKF gets his first homer yesterday. You're going home tomorrow where the Yankees still have a crazy record this season. It's like 41-15 or something. But it feels like if they could put it together today, that it would be like, all right, homestand and let's finish the season. And maybe I'm just trying to be optimistic about that because we've been in full slog mode. But I really believe that there is the Red Sox matter and the Yankees and Sunday night. I really think this could be the one that gets them back on track. And I hope that's what happens.
Propel them for the rest of the season, the rest of the month. Because we're heading towards August being ugly. We're almost to the halfway point.
Yeah, it's about time. As Lizzo said, It's about damn time. And Lizzo also sang, Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Homer draft's kind of brought to you by SeatGeek. I already did the thing, but why not? Code pregame. I just told you guys. Use it. Save yourself some money. What do we got, Beach?
Well, we've got, I think, technically it would be my first pick because you were the last pick of the Seattle series. There hasn't been any picks this series.
Okay.
And with that being the case, I will take Aaron Judge first because rules are rules.
That's a great pick. That's a great pick. Love the Judge pick for you. I think I'll go Rizzo, and I'll go with another guy we haven't really mentioned. Donaldson's hitting third today. Yeah. So Rizzo's got all the at-bats at walk. He just misses one. And Donaldson, you know, continue being the Red Sox killer I dreamed you out to be one early offseason day this year.
I would, if I had the double pick, I would have certainly scooped Donaldson. Yeah, hit the good numbers at Fenway in his career and earlier this season. With my remaining pick, then we go back to the Higgy well. He's swinging a sneaky good stick over his last, getting close to 30 games of action.
Yeah.
Can easily poke it over that monster.
How about that? Really snuck up on everyone, but Higgy been killing it. Love that for him. What's, do we have an over under?
I am searching for,
I mean,
it
it's Fenway Park Sunday night, Tyone Waka, maybe like a 9, 9.5.
I don't see one listed on the DraftKings Sportsbook where you should use code JohnBoy sign up, but I'm willing to play our game with it being 9.
Okay. I'm going over. Let's get ugly. Let's like end the Red Sox season. Like this should be like a 14-1 game.
Yeah, I've got some slop on the menu. I'm on the over.
Why not? Why not? Let's restart our season and let's end their season. This is starting to sound like a Yankees podcast a little bit. Beebs, you got any premonitions Sunday night?
Ooh. I think I'm seeing something.
Yep.
Andujar hitting a ball off the monster.
Okay. Andujar monster ball. Like it. I think of a similar ilk. I think A-Rod puts Jeter in a headlock. And it just starts. It starts Jeter A-Rod all over again, part two. And it might be something you're not familiar with. Do you know the black and white comics, the two like bird looking creatures that used to like be spies against each other?
Oh, I would. I know that. I know what it is. I can't fully picture it at the moment.
Well, I think A-Rod and Jeter are going to turn into that. The rivalry is reborn between them tonight. I'm oddly excited for that. I'm excited that Kay is going to be there between them. So that'll be fun. Make sure you guys check that out.
I know Kay's going to poke that bear a little bit.
Oh,
he always pokes
gonna,
it the right amount.
He's going to swing hard. He's going to swing hard. I'm excited for that. And I hope you guys swing hard with us tonight. Recording right after the game ends. Me and BBD will be in Manhattan. Jimmy will be there. We're going to cover it all. Hopefully, we're covering the start of the Yankees' second half of their title run. Mm. Let's go Yanks, I think is what I'd say.
Go Yanks.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.